All right, let's dive in. Today we're tackling those chilly conservatory blues.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, you're dreaming of a conservatory that's not just a sunroom, right? You
Yeah.
want that year-round oasis. And looks like you're ready to ditch that old inefficient roof and upgrade to the, well, the magic of a warm roof, right?
Absolutely. Warm roofs are game changers.
Yeah, and from what I see in your notes here, energy savings are a big priority,
Huge.
year-round use.
Essential.
And of course, you're smart to think about boosting your home's value too.
Always a good idea.
So, before we get lost in all the details, let's
Yeah.
start with basics. What exactly is a warm roof?
Okay, so think of it this way. A traditional roof, you've just got insulation at the ceiling level. But a warm roof, the insulation is built within the structure.
Oh, interesting.
Like it's sandwiched between layers, often with glazing on the outside.
So, it's not just adding a layer on top,
No.
it's a totally different way to build the roof.
A whole different approach to keeping that heat where you want it.
Fascinating. Now, you mentioned those energy savings. Can we quantify that at all?
Oh, absolutely. We're talking potentially 25 to 50% lower energy bills.
Wow, that's significant.
Imagine cutting your heating costs practically in half, especially during those, listeners' region winters.
Oof, yeah, that's no joke.
And with energy prices doing what they're doing,
Ugh, don't get me started.
those savings, they only get more significant over time.
It's true. It's like getting paid to have a beautiful conservatory.
Exactly.
But you're also thinking long term, which I love, you know, about the impact on your home's value.
Yeah, that's key.
'Cause a warm roof, I mean, that's got to be a huge selling point, right?
It is.
You're not just adding a room, you're adding usable space year round.
And in listeners' region, let's be real, those winters can be rough.
Yeah.
So buyers, they see that value immediately.
Whereas those old drafty conservatories, ooh.
Oof is right. They can actually hurt your home value. Buyers see them as money pits, not cozy retreats.
So it's not just about adding value, it's
Yeah.
about avoiding a potential loss.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm sold on the financial and long-term benefits, but what about the day-to-day?
Right.
Will a warm roof really change how I experience the conservatory?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Imagine this. It's a stormy winter day, wind howling, rains pounding.
Ooh, cozy.
But inside your conservatory, it's peaceful, warm. You're surrounded by natural light, maybe sipping some tea, reading a book.
Oh, that sounds heavenly.
That's the kind of transformation a warm roof can bring.
No more huddling under blankets in a freezing sunroom.
Exactly.
But okay, let's be realistic for a second. We all know warm roofs cost more upfront.
That's true.
So how do we weigh that against the long-term benefits?
It's a great question. It really depends on a few things.
Okay.
Your climate is a big one. In listeners' region, a warm roof, it's almost a necessity if you want year-round use.
Right,
It's
right.
like, buying a winter coat. You wouldn't skimp on warmth when you really need it.
That's a perfect analogy.
Right.
Okay, so climate is huge. What else should we consider?
How you plan to use the space.
Okay.
Is it going to be a living area, an office, a place you're in a lot, regardless of weather? Then a warm roof is easier to justify. If it's more seasonal, maybe a cold roof is enough.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
And budget, of course, always plays a role.
Of course, of course.
But remember that the payback period with a warm roof, it can be surprisingly quick, especially as energy prices climb.
Right.
So it's not just spending money, it's an investment.
An investment that pays you back in comfort and lower bills.
Plus that boost to your home value later on.
Can't forget about that. Okay, so we've got climate, usage, and budget. Anything else?
One more thing, the size of your conservatory.
Ah,
The bigger the space, the more you benefit from the temperature control of a warm roof.
I see. So a small conservatory might be okay with a cold roof,
Maybe.
but a large one, you really feel the
Oh,
difference.
absolutely.
Okay, so we've got our decision-making framework. Climate, usage, budget, size. Got it. Now, I'm guessing it's not just a simple warm versus cold choice anymore, right?
Nope. You hit the nail on the head. There's so many options out there now.
Oh, I bet. And each with its own pros and cons, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Even within the world of warm roofs, you've got choices to make.
All right, well, this is where it gets interesting.
Yeah.
So, how do we navigate this? How do we find the perfect warm roof?
Okay, let's start with insulation. U values.
Ah, yes, U values. I've heard of those.
They measure how well a material prevents heat from escaping. The lower the U value, the better the insulation.
So lower U value equals cozier conservatory.
Exactly. Think of it like a coat. The lower the U value, the thicker and warmer it is.
Perfect analogy.
So for a warm roof, you ideally want a U value under 0.18. That's top-notch energy efficiency.
Okay, 0.18. Got it.
And some systems, like the IcoTherm roof, get down to an incredible 0.13.
Wow, a 0.13 U value. That's impressive.
It's like wrapping your conservatory in a high-tech thermal blanket.
I love it. A conservatory is not just about function, right? It's got to look good, too.
Absolutely.
So does that limit our options?
Not at all. Design flexibility is key these days. You want a system that can be customized to your home style.
Ah.
There are options for every taste, sleek and modern, classic and traditional, you name it.
So we can have beauty and efficiency. That's what I like to hear.
You got it. And while we're talking practicalities, let's not forget guarantees.
Yes, peace of mind.
Right. So a well-engineered warm roof, you should be looking at warranties of up to 25 years.
25 years? That's longer than some car warranties.
I know, right?
Okay, so we've got U values, yeah. Design flexibility, and guarantees.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to keep in mind?
Don't overlook the technical details and building approvals.
Good point.
Make sure the materials are robust, that the system complies with regulations.
Right, we're talking about a long-term investment here.
Absolutely. Do your due diligence.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground. We talked about what a warm roof is,
yeah.
The benefits, and even how to start choosing one.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. Now, it sounds like you're particularly excited about the IcoTherm system.
Oh, it's hard not to be.
Okay, spill the tea. What makes it so special?
Well, first of all, there's that incredible U value of 0.13.
Right. This superhero of insulation.
Exactly. But it's not just about efficiency. It's got this sleek, modern look to it.
Oh, okay.
Powder-coated aluminum exterior, visually light and contemporary. Very elegant.
Sounds fancy.
And bonus, it's designed and made right here in Britain.
Oh, I love that. Supporting local businesses, getting a product tailored to our climate.
Win-win.
What about the warranty?
25 years.
Wow, they really stand behind their product.
They do. It speaks volumes about their confidence in the quality.
Okay, so super efficient, stylish, British-made, 25-year warranty. Mm. I'm starting to see why you're so enthusiastic.
It's a pretty impressive system.
But even with something as good as the IcoTherm, can we take things even further?
Ooh, you're thinking like a true deep diver, and the answer is yes.
Okay. You've got my attention. Tell me more.
Let's talk extra insulation.
Wait, extra insulation on top of a warm roof. I thought the warm roof was the insulation.
It is. But adding an extra layer underneath creates an even more powerful thermal barrier.
Oh, interesting. Like double insulation.
Exactly. Extra warmth, extra protection for your conservatory.
Like the ultimate cozy cocoon.
Exactly.
So what kind of insulation are we talking about?
You've got options. Rigid boards, bats, rolls, they all work to increase the roof's R-value.
R-value. Fill me in.
So R-value measures how well a material resists heat flow.
Okay.
The higher the R-value, the better it is at keeping heat where you want it.
Got it.
Think of it like a really thick, fluffy blanket for your conservatory.
Okay. The higher the R-value, the warmer and cozier.
You got it.
But is extra insulation really necessary? I mean, no. If we already have a warm roof, especially one as efficient as the IcoTherm.
It depends, honestly. Your climate, how much you value energy efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, the warm roof itself might be enough. But if you want the absolute best, especially in listeners' region, that extra layer can make a real difference.
Okay, so it's like an optional bonus level of warmth and savings.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
But what if someone's got an existing glass or polycarbonate roof?
Yeah.
Can they just stick insulation under that and call it a day?
Great question. And unfortunately, no. It might help a little, but it won't be nearly as effective as a proper warm roof.
Oh, I see.
It's like trying to turn a bicycle into a car by just adding a bigger engine.
Right. It's not going to work.
The structure of a warm roof, that integrated design, that's what makes it so effective.
So it's not just about adding insulation wherever.
No.
It's got to be part of the whole system.
Exactly. It's a whole different approach to conservatory roofing.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork for our ultimate warm roof.
The foundation is there.
But we can't forget it's just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Right.
We're building a dream conservatory here. There's more to consider.
Absolutely. It's like we've got the foundation. Mm-hmm. Now we need to design the rest of the house.
Exactly. And when I think conservatory, I think big, beautiful windows.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So how do we maximize those for both style and energy efficiency?
Windows are key. They're the soul of the conservatory, bringing in all that natural light.
Right.
But it's not just about how many you have. It's where they're placed and the type of glazing you use.
So it's about being strategic with our sunshine.
Exactly. Think about the orientation. A south-facing conservatory that's going to be bathed in sunlight most of the day.
Ooh, yeah.
Fantastic. For passive heating in the winter, the sun does some of the work for you.
Ah, so we're using the sun's energy to our advantage.
Smart, right.
Very smart.
But that means it could also get too hot in the summer.
Ah, right.
So that's where smart window placement comes in. Having windows on different walls allows for cross ventilation.
Ah, I see.
Creating natural airflow.
So it's like we're building our own natural cooling system.
Exactly. Keeps things from getting stuffy. And don't forget the windows themselves. Energy efficient glazing is essential.
Right, right. Those low U values we talked about.
You got it. The lower the U value, the less heat escapes in winter, less heat sneaks in during summer.
So same principle as the warm roof. Minimize that heat transfer.
Exactly. Year-round comfort.
Any other window tricks we should know?
Consider features like solar control coatings. They reflect away excess heat.
Oh, like tiny shields.
Exactly. Keeping your conservatory comfortable even on the hottest days.
It's amazing how much technology goes into making a space both beautiful and efficient.
It's incredible, right?
It really is.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got windows covered. What about ventilation?
Oh, that's vital.
We don't want to feel like we're in a sauna.
Especially with a warm roof keeping all that heat in. Fresh air is a must.
Exactly.
We talked about cross ventilation with the windows, but you can also add roof fence.
Ah, those little windows that open up top.
Exactly. Or even consider a mechanical ventilation system.
Ooh, fancy. So that's like having AC in the conservatory.
Similar, but much more efficient.
Okay.
It circulates air, ensures a comfortable temperature year-round.
So we can have climate control without those energy-guzzling AC units.
Precisely.
I like it. Okay. Yep. Windows, ventilation, anything else we should be thinking about design-wise?
You're on a roll. One more thing. Orientation of the conservatory itself.
You mean like which direction it faces?
Seems simple, but it has a huge impact.
I wouldn't have even thought of that.
We talked about south-facing getting tons of sun.
Right. Great for winter. Maybe too much in summer.
So if you live in a hotter climate, maybe east or west-facing is better.
Ah, okay. I see.
East-facing gets that nice morning sun.
Yeah.
West-facing, you get those evening glows.
Makes sense.
It all depends on your climate and how you want to use the space.
Right, right.
And don't forget about your surroundings. Trees, buildings, even your neighbor's house can impact sunlight.
So it's like a strategic sunlight dance. Maximizing warmth and light, but avoiding the oven effect.
You got it. And remember, we can always use things like blinds, awnings, even strategically planted trees to help control the sunlight.
This is making me realize there are so many layers to designing a conservatory.
There are. But what if you're not starting from scratch? What if you've already got a conservatory with a traditional roof?
That's a great point. Lots of people might be wondering if they're just stuck.
Right.
Or if there are ways to improve things without a full warm roof replacement.
Good news, there are. A warm roof is the most dramatic improvement, but you can still make a big difference with the principles we've talked about.
So even if a full roof replacement isn't in the cards right now,
yeah,
there are steps you can take.
Absolutely.
To make your existing conservatory more comfortable and efficient.
For example, if it overheats in summer, adding blinds or awnings can help.
Simple, affordable.
Exactly. And if ventilation's an issue, roof vents or fans can work wonders.
It's all about working with what you have.
Exactly.
Making smart choices.
Exactly.
Okay, but let's say we've decided, yes, we are going for the full warm roof upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next? This is where the professionals come in.
Absolutely. Finding the right installer is crucial.
Okay.
It's like choosing a partner for this project.
Right.
They're bringing your vision to life, so it's a big decision.
So how do we find this perfect partner in crime for our warm roof adventure?
Look for experience and expertise.
Right. Someone who specializes in this.
Exactly. Not just any general contractor. Ask for references. Check online reviews.
Mm-hmm. Do our research.
Exactly. Look for certifications from industry organizations. You know, do your due diligence.
So we're checking their credentials, making sure they have a good track record.
Exactly. And don't underestimate communication.
Ah, right. Communication is key.
You want someone responsive to your questions, explains things clearly, keeps you informed.
Transparency, open communication, that builds trust.
Absolutely. And makes the whole process smoother.
Okay, so what else should we be looking for?
A detailed quote is essential. It should outline all the costs involved, materials, labor, fees, no surprises later.
No hidden costs. Love that.
And warranties, of course.
Ah, yes, peace of mind.
A good warranty is a must, not just for the roof itself, but for the installation, too.
So it's double protection, the product, and the workmanship.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask lots of questions.
Right. This is a big investment.
It is. You have the right to be informed and feel confident.
Be an empowered homeowner.
Exactly.
So what kind of questions should we be asking?
Ask about their experience with different warm roof systems.
Okay.
Their design and installation process, their commitment to customer satisfaction, anything that's important to you. And don't be shy about getting multiple quotes.
Always good to comparison shop.
It allows you to compare prices, services, warranties, make sure you're getting the best value.
So do your research, ask questions, trust your gut. Choose an installer who feels right.
It's a partnership. You want someone who understands your vision.
Right. A shared commitment.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered a lot in this part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
From window placement and ventilation to finding the perfect installer.
It's a lot.
It really is. It's clear that designing a conservatory is multifaceted.
It is, but it's also incredibly exciting.
Right.
We're talking about creating a space you'll love for years to come, a true extension of your home.
And remember, even if a full renovation isn't feasible right now,
yeah,
there are ways to improve your existing conservatory.
Absolutely.
Don't let that stop you from creating a space you love.
Exactly. Whether you're starting fresh or making improvements, there are options for everyone.
Now, as we move on to the final part of our deep dive,
yes,
we're going to tackle the, well, the dreaded construction process.
Dreaded question, right.
But we'll be debunking myths and revealing how modern installations are designed to be smooth and hassle-free.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our warm roof deep dive. And I got to say, thinking about all this planning, the design, it's got me excited. But there's one part of any renovation that just makes me nervous, you know, the actual construction. Dust, noise, oh, the chaos. It's not exactly relaxing.
I hear you. Nobody loves living in a construction zone. But the good news is warm roof installations these days are not like those messy overhauls of the past.
Okay, you've piqued my interest. Tell me more about this modern, less disruptive approach.
It all starts with a really thorough site survey. The installer will come out to your home, look at your existing conservatory, take measurements, and really listen to what you want.
So it's about gathering information, making a custom plan.
Exactly. Not just one size fits all.
Right, right.
They're making sure the warm roof is going to fit your conservatory, your lifestyle.
I like that. I like that.
Once the plan is all finalized, then the installation team shows up, usually with all the materials they need right on their truck.
Okay, so far so good. But what about the actual installation time? How long will my life be turned upside down?
Well, it really depends on the size and complexity of your conservatory. But a typical warm roof installation, you're looking at a few days.
Wait, a few days? Really? I was picturing weeks of hammering and sawing.
Nope. Modern construction methods, well-trained teams, it's much more efficient now.
Oh, thank goodness.
And reputable installers, they know that minimizing disruption to your life is key.
Yeah.
They'll protect your home from dust and debris. They work quickly and efficiently.
That's music to my ears. So it's not just about the end result. It's about making the process smooth for the homeowner, too.
Exactly. A good installer, they'll treat your home with respect, make it as stress-free as possible.
Okay, I'm feeling much better about this whole construction thing now.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, beyond all the practical benefits, the energy savings, the year-round use, the increased home value, there's something special about a conservatory, you know?
I know exactly what you mean.
It's not just a room. It's a feeling.
It's a connection to nature.
Exactly.
The place to unwind, recharge.
Imagine those rainy afternoons, curled up with a good book, rain pattering on the warm roof overhead.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Or sunny mornings, enjoying breakfast, bathed in that natural light. A warm roof just enhances those experiences. It's a sanctuary.
It truly is a place to escape the everyday hustle and bustle.
Exactly. A year-round haven. A place that brings joy and comfort no matter the weather.
An investment in your well-being, your lifestyle, your home.
Beautifully put. So as we wrap up our deep dive, any final words of wisdom for our listener?
Yes, when you're thinking about a warm roof, don't just focus on the practicalities.
Okay.
Think about the emotions you want to experience in that space, the memories you want to create.
It's about more than just temperature and energy savings.
It is.
It's about creating a space that nourishes your soul.
Exactly. And with the right warm roof and a trusted installer, that dream can become a reality.
This has been so enlightening. Thank you for taking us on this journey through warm roofs.
My pleasure. I love sharing knowledge about something that can really change people's homes.
And to our listener, we hope this deep dive has given you the information and the inspiration to create the conservatory of your dreams.
Don't be afraid to dream big.
Exactly. And take those first steps towards making it happen.
Happy building.
Happy building.